This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 10,000 workers have filed for unemployment since yesterday. The uptick follows the mandatory closing of ski resorts and restaurants as coronavirus spreads. The collapse of oil prices and air travel are also cited. Daily claims are more than 10 times higher than last week. Colorado has never seen a surge like this. And the state's unemployment website is straining under the load, making it difficult to file claims. Community testing for COVID-19 is not expected to become available in Pitkin County anytime soon. Aspen Public Radio's Alex Hager says healthcare workers and critically ill people have first priority.
Instead of testing, Pitkin County health officials say they're about to launch an online form. It'll allow residents to self-report symptoms and help the county get a better sense of how many people have the disease. Meanwhile, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says the state is prioritizing testing in mountain resort communities. State officials, with help from the National Guard, will open mobile testing sites to understand the severity of community spread of COVID-19.
Pitkin County has 11 confirmed cases of the disease. Senator Michael Bennett wants to ensure students have adequate internet at home as classes move online. Bennett and 15 other Democratic senators are urging the FCC to help schools provide Wi-Fi-enabled devices or Wi-Fi hotspots for K-12 students who lack internet access at home. Several Colorado school districts will be closed until early next month. 56 and partly cloudy for Denver. It's 64 and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.